As an ice cream lover, vanilla is one of those flavors that's just always going to hit the spot. It's comforting and nostalgic, and it goes well with whatever mood I'm in. But sometimes vanilla can be a little boring, if you catch my drift. Sometimes I'm in the mood for chocolate or cookie dough or maybe something wacky, like pistachio if I'm feeling frisky. Whether it's a midnight snack or an afternoon delight, my friends at adamandeve.com can get you the right flavor for whatever mood you're in. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, plus free shipping, which includes rush processing. But that's not all. When you select your one free item, you'll also get a free kit that includes an item for him, something special for her, and something we know you'll both enjoy. They offer discreet shipping as your privacy is a priority, plus 100% free shipping with rush processing on your entire order. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item. Just enter offer code Abby, A-B-B-Y, at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby, code Abby.
Hey, the Bird Show.
All right, it didn't work earlier. I want to try it again.
You're so determined.
Don't give up.
I'm not giving up, man. This used to drive me crazy about my mentor and one of my best friends, Kid Craddock. I was on his show for 2 years, and man, when things were going horribly, horribly bad, and I was producing the show at the time, he just would not take no for an answer and would play things out and play things out. And I used to think in my head, oh my God, if I'm ever a host, I'm just going to know when to let it go. I don't know.
You need to know when to bail.
I don't know.
You need to know when to bow out gracefully, sir.
All right, so here's what I'm asking for here. If you, back in the day, went on spring break, you told your parents you were going to one destination, but you really ended up going someplace way crazier than that, and they still don't know about it, I am willing to give you $250 to call us right now, tell your story, and then allow us to call your parents, and then you tell your parents for the very first time that you're a big fat liar.
You got to confess for the cash.
All right. 1-855-BIRD-SHOW. We tried this earlier this morning, went horribly wrong.
No, it didn't. Okay, maybe a
yes,
little bit.
Yes, it did.
But we had, hey, we got calls.
Yeah.
So this is my glass half full, right?
Okay.
We got calls, not one, but two. Unfortunately, we lost Taylor. Not like
did we lose her or did she run away?
Taylor's phone went out on us.
Yeah, she didn't die on us.
No. but then we had Kimiko call in.
How do you remember that from that early this morning?
I didn't drink last night. And she was going to call her mom and come clean about going to Palm Springs to go sneak into an Afro Man concert. Oh, no, that was our first one. That was Taylor.
Yes, that was Taylor.
So, and then Kimiko, we called Kimiko's mom, but Kimiko's mom did not pick up because, you know, it was early. So Darlene was the mom's name. She didn't pick up.
Dude, wow. You are like on the limitless pill today. So 1-855-BIRD-SHOW. I'll give you $250 if we contact your parents. And you confess to them. And the reason why this whole thing even came up was we took an email earlier this morning from a woman that was saying that her sister, her younger sister, wanted to cover for her, right?
Yeah, she wanted to go to Miami, but she didn't want to tell her parents. But it was a little unfair. The parents were going to let, or did let the older sister go on spring break when she was in high school. So this younger sister's like, wait a second, like, I want to do something fun with my friends. So she's going to lie to her parents, say she's with her sister in Charleston, but really, she's going to be in South Beach.
All right, it's a flawed segment. We had two people on hold. The universe hung up on them. It's not going to work.
Nobody wants to tell their parents the truth.
Offer more money. I would say we could call my parents.
Ooh.
Raise the stakes.
$350? $350?
Yes.
All right, $350 now. $350 mm-hmm. if you call now, 1-855-BIRD-SHOW, if you let us call your parents and tell them that you lied to them back in the day over spring break. And this is as high as I'm going.
Okay. I can respect that.
All right, we got one.
Mm-hmm. What else can we talk about?
You sound so excited now. I feel like the wind has been taken out of your sails.
It has.
You know what? Really this has. Is the one. This is the one. This is going to be, nothing is even written on our phone screening software yet. All we have is a name. And I guarantee you, this is going to be the one. It's going to be an epic story. Mm-hmm. We're going to call the rents mm-hmm. and break the news. And he or she's going to get $350.
Okay. I mean, what is the cost of breaking the trust of your parents?
Apparently $350.
$350.
Yes. Now look, there's three people calling. How about that?
All right. Erin was first, so let's give her a crack at this. Hey, Erin.
Hey, how are you?
Good. I'd be great if this works out. Now, we are willing to give you $350. What's the story, though?
Okay, so my best friend and I graduated high school. We were sent down to her grandmother's house in South Carolina. I lived in North Carolina at the time. But my friend Erin, she actually has the same name as I do. We went to Miami for a week and a half.
Okay, this is what we're looking for right here. And this was how long ago, and your parents still don't know?
Yeah, my dad, so my mother has passed away, but my dad is still living, obviously. Yeah, he has no clue. He has no clue he funded the trip either. So.
Wait, what?
He has no clue he funded the trip?
Yeah, he has no clue. No, my dad was in the military, and he was overseas at the time. Yeah.
So, Bert asked, how long ago was this?
So I'll be 35 in June. It was the year I graduated high school in 2006.
Okay.
And when you say he funded the trip and didn't even know about it, what do you mean?
Yeah. So my mom gave me a card to go to South Carolina with, right? Like for emergencies, quote unquote. But the whole trip was on his card.
All right. So I'm going to give you $500 to tell your dad that also. So the total package is $500.
Her dad is no longer with us.
No, my mom.
My dad is alive.
Okay. Yeah. I knew one was. I was like, we didn't just say the wrong one, did we? Because that's going to be bad.
Yeah. If we were calling mom, I'd offer $2,500.
Okay. Long Island media mom here.
For 10 grand. All right, Erin. I'm going to put you on hold. Tommy is going to get your phone number. He is going to call your dad off the air and tell your dad he's about to be on the air. We have to do that legally. And then you're going to do all the talking, okay?
Okay.
All right, hold on. Don't you bail on us. Hold on.
I won't. I promise. I'm not. I'm nervous.
She wants that $500.
I'm not going to bail on you.
Hold on.
Dude, a week and a half down in Miami instead of South Carolina. And then the credit card that was supposed to be used for incidentals or emergencies got used to just get turned.
Not only did I lie, you paid for it.
And I really did. I'm sorry. I thought she said that her dad had passed away.
You don't got to apologize to me.
Yes.
not my mom. Not my dad.
You remembered all of those names from all the way this morning. But you didn't remember
that. I couldn't remember which parent had passed away. I'm like, I thought you up the money because I'm like, are we going to do some kind of seance here all of a sudden? To tell mom or pops?
All right, before we get Erin and her dad on here also, Abby, I want to make this perfectly clear that any other show in the country that you would have joined, this is Abby's first like personality-driven morning show that she's been on, right?
Her first full week. First you made full a whole week.
Oh, hey.
Did.
More than a week now.
Yeah, a week in a couple days.
I just want to let you know that on other good shows, they would plan this out in advance.
Yes.
And they might, you know, ask people to go to the website.
Workshop
and have
it.
Everything all lined up, ready to go, so it sounds kind of seamless on the air.
Okay.
But that takes a lot of time, and we're busy.
I like that we're winging it.
So
it spices it up.
We're calling Erin's stepmom, who will answer the phone. Her dad won't answer his phone. Mm-hmm. So we're going to call the stepmom and get the dad that way. So,
okay. Ready? And stepmom is with the dad?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Like I said, Abby.
It's going really well. Is it too late to quit? Oh, it's never too late.
So you interned on Elvis Duran show. If you could call him up and ask him how to execute a bit properly and then tell us what he said, we would really appreciate
it. Let me call my people real quick. Let me figure out how to run this morning show.
I'm sure the similarities are just astounding.
See them everywhere.
Between the two morning shows.
Y'all are really overestimating my abilities as an intern on that show. I was in the back.
Kathy? Hey, Kathy, my name is Tommy. I am a show director for a radio morning show called The Bert Show. And we have your stepdaughter on the line, Erin. And she wants to tell her dad something. Could we possibly talk to him? Okay. I'll explain this quick again to Virgil.
Mm-hmm. Make sure he knows he's going to be on the radio.
Oh, yeah. Virgil. That's Virgil. A really sweet name.
And he's very alive, Kristen.
Don't tell
Hey, my name is Tommy Owen. I'm the show director for a radio morning show called The Bert Show. And we have your daughter, Erin, on our show right now. And she wants to tell you something live on the radio. Can we talk to you? All right, hang on just a second.
I told you this was the one.
We ain't there yet.
All right.
All right, what's his name?
Virgil.
Virgil. Hi, Virgil.
Hi.
How are you today?
Well, I'm waking up.
Okay, well, this is the perfect time to call then. So we're on the radio right now, just to reiterate that. We have your daughter, Erin, on with us as well. Erin?
Hey, Dad.
Hey. What you doing on the radio?
Yeah, what are you doing on the radio, Erin?
So, Bert's going to give me $500 if I confess this to you, and I figure... Yeah, might as well. You know, might as well. $500 I could
try. Now, Virgil, before Erin confesses to you for the $500, do you have any idea what she might be confessing about? If you had to throw anything out there.
No, I wouldn't have any idea.
Okay.
All right, you ready?
Yeah.
All right, so, Dad... So back when I graduated, the day I graduated, Erin and I went, you know, we took the Miata, the convertible, down to South Carolina to her grandma's house for the week and a half for spring break, or like our, you know, like our vacation. So we didn't actually go to her grandma's house. We spent a week and a half in Miami, and you funded the whole trip.
Oh, I did.
Yeah, you might have been maybe a little bit out of town, you know, like overseas. And so I thought I'd let you
know. Okay. I'm glad you had a good time.
Had you known at the time, Virgil, would you have ever said, yeah, just go ahead, go to Miami and have a good time?
Probably not. Yeah. Not that little car.
I would have been 18 with his Miata. Yeah, no, he would never have said, yeah, just have fun in Miami for a week and a half.
You sound like a big dude to me. I just can't imagine you in a Miata.
Well, I drove it. kind of like you fold in and fall out.
Yeah.
Okay.
And now you know why most of the miles were on it. They were in Miami.
Yeah.
All right, Virgil. Yeah. Thank you for picking up. Appreciate your sense of humor also. And Erin, I'm going to hook you up with
$500.
Have
a good day.
You too.
Get out of here.
Yeah.
I'm shocked Virgil's like not asking for a cut of that.
Right.
Considering he funded the Miami trip.
He's still waking up.
Yeah.
Good job, Erin.
Don't worry when it fills in. I live on the back side of my dad's property, so when he wakes up and figures it out, I might have some explaining to do.
Told him at the perfect time.
When he starts walking back there with those heavy dad feet, too, man, you know you're in trouble.
I hear him a football field away. Yeah.
All right, Erin, your conscience is clear though on that. All right, so you can move on past that.
I was actually good with it before. You know, I was good with not telling him before. But
well, you got yourself $500 for doing it today, okay? Hold on one second.
Hey, thanks.
See ya. You saved us.
Yes.
Worked out.
Hey, The Bert Show.